Hello and welcome to our 98th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about WordPress 6.5 briefly, Gutenberg 18.0, the community mentorship program, and some other things that are in the works. And I'm your host, Birgit Pauli-Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times and full-time core contributor for the WordPress open source project sponsored by Automatics 5 for the Future program. That is a mouthful, and we're going to repeat it again. I'm thrilled to have with me Maggie Cabrera, also a core contributor and also sponsored by Automatic. She was also the co-lead for the 2024 theme development, and she does so much more in the community as well. So, and we all talked about those things. Thank you for joining me on the show, Maggie. Welcome. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. Yeah, it's kind of Easter weekend and we get a few days.
Short week. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Yeah, so we have a couple of announcements that we want to kind of let our listeners know. So one is, although contributors work really hard, the release team decided to delay the release of WordPress 6.5 for a week to get some more bugs fixed that are gravely impacted the user experience and make the change to the default fonts directory. There was a discussion back and forth, and it was in core on the core blog. You can certainly read up about it. I think the most important information is release is on April 2nd, just after the Easter holidays in Europe. So,
Yeah, I think if we didn't have the holidays here, it would have been just a two-day release, a two-day delay or something like that. But I think it makes sense to take it out a little longer and make sure that everything's ironed out. And the change with the fonts directory, it's been constant discussion. But it feels like there's a solid decision now. So that feels like it's...
it's a solid decision to get a release out, yes.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, apparently. It wasn't a clear cut solution there.
Yeah, no. And it's a kind of architectural versus practical and all those kind of different aspects of it. Yeah, how would hosts work with it? How plugin developers work with it? And how users will find it? So I think it's a decision, and we will see how it works out when WordPress 6.5 kind of hits your WordPress instance next week. There are a few community contributions that I wanted to point out. The developer blog, we had a great publishing 2 weeks on the developer blog. Sometimes we barely get one post out a week, but this time we had two posts per week. So that is really cool. And so one in a very broad spectrum. So the first one was how to register block variations with PHP. And I think it was one of the most read posts on that. And what we saw on Twitter was also the comments was, oh, finally something for PHP developers who are not that comfortable with JavaScript. So, and I'm glad we kind of picked them up as well.
That's good.
Yeah. And another one that was well received was the pattern design tips and tricks for developers and designers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, by Beatrice Fiallo. She did an awesome job with the do's and don'ts and kind of make it also visually very attractive.
I need to link that one to the community themes project because it's really relevant. So that's really good that I have the link there for me.
So the Meta team asked me if we could add some of the do's and don'ts to the pattern directory guidelines as well, because that would probably also change a little bit how people kind of approach it. So, well, you mentioned the community theme project. Do you want to tell me about it or our listeners about it?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, the community themes project is this really small thing that it's. I hope it will attract more new contributors to the WordPress project. So basically, started when after contributing to some of the previous default themes. I think it was 2021 or 2022. It was such a good experience for me to work with the community and all the contributors all together on a default theme, that it felt really sad that it only lasted like a few months. And after that development was done, everyone went their ways and it was it. So I felt, shouldn't we just keep making blog themes together and keep this momentum going? And so yeah, we just opened a repo and started building some community themes. They are basic blog, they are blog themes. And it's like this space where you can get with other contributors with different degrees of experience that can help you build blog themes following the best code practices and learn how to do that together. Now we are using that project to also onboard new contributors and via the mentorship program, which I think you're going to talk about in a bit. So the new contributors will join that repo and help build the themes with some other more seasoned contributors helping them out.
Yeah, so was it 2022 that had the call for style variations?
I think it was 2026.
23, or yeah.
Yes.
And that was the community project that you are kind of
Yeah,
working on. There
that
were where you
too.
had about 38 people kind of submitting style variations, and 10
Yeah.
made it into the default theme. So that was a really cool, and it was also
Yeah, it
interesting to
was.
see, yeah, how different designers approach it. Yeah. And there was there one or two themes that the community theme project released. One, I think, was
So
the
right now
slides.
there's two that are already finished, but we're working on four more.
All
They're still
right.
in different degrees of done, but we're not in a rush, which is the nice thing because a default theme has a deadline, but community themes don't really. So we just go at the pace of the contributors and hopefully there will be like those four will make it sometime in the future in the directory. Yeah.
Yeah. So where can people read up about it? Is there a GitHub repo or a GitHub space, or is there a
Yeah, it
channel,
is a
or?
GitHub repo under the WordPress namespace. I think there's a an old post on the make blog on the themes team, and it's also part of the mentorship program. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need to bring this out more and amplify some of that
Yeah.
work that you're doing
Yeah,
there. Yeah.
whenever I go to WordCamps and during Contributor Day, we usually work on that on the themes table. So if you're
Oh, okay.
around in WordCamp EU, I will probably do more of that. So yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, there are some more developer blog posts that I wanted to point out.
Oh
The
yeah.
next one was drop shadow updates for WordPress 6.5. That kind of covers that drop shadows were only available for buttons and only through the theme JSON file. So now they're available with a user interface under the border and shadows section in the styles, and come with five presets from core. And you can add through the theme JSON additional ones. And they are now available for images and column, both, and the button block. Yeah. So those four blocks can now have drop shadows, have support for block shadows. Yeah. It's quite interesting to see how block shadows make a revival design-wise, yeah, because they
Yeah.
add a little bit of a dimension to a site. Yeah, especially, oh,
Yeah.
and well, we talk about it when we cover Gutenberg 18.0, is it now also came to featured image, but it will not be in
Yes.
6.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nick Diego published a Exploring the Block Cooks API in WordPress 6.5. You need a really a big cup of coffee for it when you want to read it. It's about 5,000 words, but it
Yeah.
has four examples how you can use this API to add blocks to various actions, various other blocks, and
More
also
PHP
change
for the
content.
PHP lovers.
Say again.
More PHP for the PHP lovers.
Yeah, it's both actually.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it kind of you need to tell the block what to do, so that's probably in JavaScript some more. Yeah, but yeah,
Yeah,
that
true.
definitely. Yeah, and then the last one was just published yesterday, is how to use the WordPress React components for plugin pages. And so you can use the components that are pre-configured, pre-designed. You don't have to make those decisions, but you can use them to also create your settings pages, your additional pages on the plugins. And that's it, kind of goes into the next phase of things when admin changes over to a few
Yes.
additional pages and all that. So, well, you mentioned it before, the second cohort of the mentorship program is almost finished. It has really taken off. Almost 50 contributors were paired with mentors, and the program ran for 6 weeks. Mentees came from a lot of different countries, from Spain, from Egypt, from India, from Brazil, Italy. That's just what I can kind of at a first glance kind of see. So you have been part of it as a mentor, Maggie. So thank you for raising your hand and stepping up to that plate. And so what was your experience in working with a mentee or in the whole program?
Yeah, it's been really good. Our particular project has 9 people working on building the community themes that I mentioned before.
Okay.
Of those mentees, they all have varying degrees of experience in blog theme development. And I was really happy to see that some of them were designers, which is something that slowly we're moving towards, which I'm really excited about.
That's
I
cool
have,
that designers
yeah,
kind
that's
of
so cool.
now do themes. Yeah, absolutely.
Before it was like just developers, and then we're getting more and more designers because it's they don't really need to actually know any kind of coding skills to do this. So I encourage any designers to join us if they want to. I had the privilege to meet a few of them during Work on Pages Contributor Day on the themes table. We were working on some community themes along with other contributors that just joined ad hoc. And I think this is the second instance of the mentorship program, which was a success when they did the first time around, and there's been way more people this time, all over other teams of the project. Not just I'm only talking about themes because it's the one that I'm working on, but there's a community, there's polyglots, there's core, there's tests, there's documentation, there's all of the teams I think are represented. So everyone's welcome. So yeah, I encourage from here anyone who's interested in being a contributor and to join it for the next one, and keep an eye on the, I think it's the community you make blog where they are announcing when this mentorship is taking place, and it's really nice.
Yeah, that will be make.wordpress.org/community. So the program managers are Harry Shanker and Naoko
Yes.
Akano, and they're
Yes.
both very experienced community members.
Yes,
So,
they are.
yeah. And yeah, the first cohort was in July last year. I started in July last year as an experiment. Yeah. And obviously, the feedback was really great. And how it all went from both from mentees and mentors, so they were able to expand this. I think they had 75 applicants, so there is an
Yeah, I think
application
so.
embedding process for both, yeah, mentees and mentors.
Yeah, there's also been this time around, there's been a grant for LGBTQ plus people. So some of them are sponsored to join the mentorship program, which I hope will happen again. So yeah, I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, that's one of the few, one of the many actually efforts to bring underrepresented
Yes.
minorities also to the contributor team. And I really love that there is a sponsorship there because many women, I say, well,
Yeah.
non-binaries have so much requests on their times that
Yeah.
apart from having a profession or a job to do, they're also caretakers of their families, their kids, their elderly, and so they're not as free most of the time in this in our society. It's not as free to
Oh,
take
yeah.
on extra time, and we can't change that, but we can help offset some of the financial burdens that are there. All right, so yeah, I'm glad we talked about the mentorship program. Yeah, thank you so much. So there's another initiative out there since the State of the Word in 2023 that was in Madrid. Matt Mullenweg talked about the data liberation, that anybody should be able to take their data and move either into WordPress, from WordPress to another WordPress, or from a third-party system. And the Data Liberation Project initiative has invited developers and product owners to a hallway hangout, which is an informal discussion to discuss and brainstorm around that project. And it's on April 3rd at 7 p.m. 1900 UTC, which is 1500 Europe or Germany. And it's no, 1900 is 1700. Well, time zones. Yeah, it's 1900 UTC.
Yeah.
Let's do it that way.
And we're close to daylight savings, so you just let
Right.
it Let people figure it
Yeah, it's gonna change on Sunday. So today is
out.
the fifth, then it will be on April 3rd. So yeah,
For
I
some people.
for
For
some
some
people, not
people.
only for some people.
Yeah,
Yeah,
time
and
zones.
well, if you miss it, because either time zones or daylight savings time, there likely will be a recording, and the topics that might come will become discussions is kind of the challenging migrating from third-party platforms to WordPress, how the good, the bad, and the ugly of exporting WordPress content, so the potential interoperability between block libraries and page builders, and what work will make data liberation and who should work on it. So that's quite an interesting discussions to have with those people that are interested in the project on April 3rd. Okay. Yeah. Every time when I was working in an agency, it was always a little bit hard to move people away from hosting that is bad or from page builder that was bad and all that. So I'm glad that there is a project now where all the community can put together their scripts and their ideas and their work that they have already done and share it with the rest of the community.
Yeah, I know more and
Speaking.
more people who want to move out of those walled gardens and own their own content, so that I think that's going to be like a great initiative. So for
Yeah, the
sure, something to
flexibility and
keep an eye
also,
on.
yeah, the interoperability is just unmatched. Yeah, that WordPress has, yeah, with other systems. And the more a website grows up, the more needs there are. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of events, this week it was a developer hour covering the block hooks API, and Nick Diego and Ryan, oh no, Justin went through four examples, Justin Tadlock. Four examples of adding a like block to a page and moving it from the comments to the top or something like that. And then the getting started guide in the block editor handbook has a example of a copyright block. This developer API event kind of took that and see what you could do with the block hooks and get it into a footer or get it into a template. And then the third example is to add a back to top link to
Oh,
a
yeah.
paragraph, yeah, or to the next heading, before the next heading or something like that. Yeah. So, and then last but not least, how to add a login, logout block automatically to the navigation of a site in the template. So right now you can't use the block hooks API or the blocks. We should get rid of the name blocks and just call it hooks API. Right now it's only for templates. You cannot do it for pages or posts, but that certainly is the next iteration of it. The recording will be linked in the show notes so you can catch up on it. And they used the developer blog post on the blocks hooks API as a guide and how they talked about it. Yeah. The next developer block hour, oh, God, there's an erroneous block kind of added to the developer block hours. No, it's the developer hours and will take place on April 9th with Damon Cook and Nick Diego, and they will showcase examples on how to use the interactivity API and enhance your block building experience for you and your users. So save the date, April 9th at 1400 UTC. You'll figure out when that is for you. And but I will link into the to register in the show notes, and it's a link to Meetup, and they do a good job in translating the times to the local times of your browser. All right, that's about that. And I think it's time that we start with the Gutenberg 18.0 release. Megan, do you want to do the honors and get us into the groove of things?
The 18.0 Gutenberg plugin release. It has 206 closed PRs by 59 contributors. It has a record setting of 17 first-time contributors, which is amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. The last
Yeah,
time I
it's so
think
good.
was Gutenberg 13 point something. Yeah, it was 13. But normally we have four or five first-time contributors. Yeah, I'm thinking that the
It's very good.
successful contributor day in WordCamp Asia had something to do with it,
Maybe,
but it's just
yeah.
the
Or the
theory.
mentorship. Maybe
Yeah.
the mentorship too. I don't
Mentorship
know.
too. Yeah. Yeah. So
Yeah. Everything counts, yeah.
Everything counts, yes, of course. Yeah, every contribution is worth it.
If you look, you'll find in the release the result of additional data view works, improvements for feature image and other bugs, and a ton of bug fixes and about like 35 PRs just for the condition updates.
It's
So let's have a
amazing,
look at some of them.
So DataViews is the
Oh,
prototype
yeah.
for the new admin design. Not a lot of people kind of realize that, but if you're in the block
Oh,
edit
yeah.
and the site editor, the list views that you see there, the list of templates and the list of pages and the list of template parts, they're all powered by the new DataViews. And this release brings with it the multiple selection of filters. So if you were in a template view, you can say, okay, I want to combine the filter from an author with a theme or something like that. Or in a page, I want the ones that are published and pending for review, but not the draft ones. Or I want the ones published by a certain author. So these in a list view. I don't think that's actually available in the admin section now. I'm not quite sure here.
Not as complex as this filter looks like in this PR. It feels like it's getting like it's going a step ahead. And what I think it's very powerful is how this can be used, not just where it's being used right now, but in any other place that a plugin author may want to implement it, or in the future, we're gonna see it in other places in the admin panel. So yeah, I think it's really powerful, and they're working really hard on making this something that can be used in many ways. Yeah.
And in the pages data view, they added now some quick actions. The quick bulk actions. I think bulk actions are is the one from the admin where you can say, okay, I want this page and this page and this page, and then delete them
Yes.
all, or
Yeah, the
change the
quick
date
edit
for it
thing.
or something like that. So and now
Yeah.
that's also in the new ones. And the last one from the data view, a lot of there are tons of changes in the data views. Some were incremental changes, but one is that the
Yeah, the
updates.
story. I'm trying to
So I
open
wanted to talk about
it.
the index page for the templates because it now shows three different views of it. So you could have a table. So the templates are, your archive pages, your single post template, and all that. And you
Oh,
can
yeah.
see them all in a list, or you use the toggle for the layout and you can see a grid view. And the grid view gives you a little small preview of the template. So you know exactly what it will show, with a featured image with where the content is and all that. Or you can have a list, but then there's another pane that gives you a preview of the full page, full template, where you can also edit it. So that from table to grid view to list view, those are the different prototypes for the admin designs. And it's really smooth how they move and with all the animations.
I've been looking at the PRs, and the contributors take a lot of care into the performance, that aspect of the changes. They are keeping close tabs into how the performance looks like. So these improvements are gonna be like they're gonna be very important when this goes all over the admin.
So the next item on my list was that in the site editor, the featured image is now, or in the site editor that where you can look at the post editor, the featured image section is now moved up to the top of the inspector control, which
Yeah, I'm
is.
very excited about that. It feels like such a small change, but it's something that you want to be up top there. So I'm really excited that that finally made it. That's the kind of thing that it's like, why did that hidden? And it's also something that you need, that it's toggled, so you need to click it before you see it. So now it's up there, right, where you need all the info for your post.
The web pages become more and more just also visually need to be visually attractive. You need to have a featured image for the social posts. So it's such a strong a piece of your design that it should be more in the forefront as it is now. Speaking of featured image, you can now use the featured image in a media and text block. which I find exciting because you can do, you have the, you don't need to use complicated columns. Yeah. You can just use a media and text block for your featured image and the title of your post. And then it kind of shows up in a great way. And you don't have it as a background or as a cover or something like that. It's just the picture is, has its own right actually in your header of your post or in your archive pages. Yeah. So yeah, I really like it. Have you seen any designs for that yet?
Not using that particular block, but I can think of a few themes that I've worked on that try to replicate the same thing with columns, and I'm glad that now we can do it with the media and text block, which is probably simpler than those solutions that we built. So yeah, I'm excited to have like another tool for the theme developers
Yeah.
to get those featured images in your posts.
Yeah, it's one of the few media text block, media and text block is actually quite versatile in how you can use it, and also the expanding of the picture when the text goes bigger, and yeah, it's all some automation in there
And the
that was very
responsive
intriguing to,
controls.
was very intriguing to me here, yeah, when I first kind of encountered it. And we mentioned it before, for the featured image, now you can attach a box shadow or a drop shadow around it. It has support for that now. So you could have borders that are rounded plus a drop shadow on your featured image in the single post. It's really cool. Yeah, I like it. So the layouts changes are part of the grid layout experiments. Have you experimented with those grid layouts that are coming to WordPress or to the Gutenberg
I
plugin?
have tested some of the PRs. This is not yet on core, right? This is just
No,
on
no, no. It's an 18.
Gutenberg.
Yeah,
Okay.
so yeah.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I haven't used it in like a production ready theme. But I'm really excited. I'm following it because I think it's great. It's the future of layout in WordPress. So I'm super stoked about how fast it's moving because grid is so complicated, and making it thinking about a UI for grid that it's both complex enough to give you all the tools that you need for those complicated layouts while still being friendly for users who don't know how grid works in CSS. It's an incredible, difficult accomplishment. So I'm really excited to see it advance, and it's looking really, really promising. I really think it's the future for theme layouts. So I'm re looking really closely into those features.
Yeah. So right now you can only experience it when you enable the grid layouts in the experiments section of the Gutenberg plugin.
True.
And but it's really eye-opening how it all works. And there are two new features in there. That one is the to have start row and a column start and row start controls in the grid children, so inside the grid. So you can drag and drop around blocks and use the drag and drop, which is visually much easier to accomplish than trying to figure out which column to put where, yeah, something where, yeah. And another one is that you can group blocks in a grid. So you have six paragraphs and then you highlight them all and you click the grid button and then it arranges them in a, yeah, whatever grid you say, 3 by 3, 3 by 2, 4 by 2, kind of. Yeah, it's actually really magic.
It's
Yeah.
magic. It's
Yeah.
magic,
And it's just so amazing that this is possible. Yeah. In WordPress, where you never had any layouts tools before. Yeah. So, yeah, we are really happy about that. So the next thing is that also in the site editor, when you look at styles, up until now, you have just the style variations, but now you
Oh
can
yeah.
also have can have access to the color and the typography presets in the same page
Yes.
or same
Yes.
column. So you can say, okay, I want this style variation, but I want it in a different color and I want a different font for that. So that informs your whole site as well. You don't have to do it for every block and every template or something like that. Yeah. So this is
Yeah.
really powerful to kind of bring the global
Yeah.
styles, not only to the style variations, but also to color and
Yeah.
typography presets. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you really like everything about a style variation, but the colors or the typography. And now you can mix and match however you like, which is nice having the extra option. And I think it's also a stepping stone for more changes in that vein that will come. So yeah, I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. And it's also visually pleasing, yeah. So if you try that out and in your when you use the Gutenberg plugin, you see that it all kind of you have some great visual representation of what the presets would be like. And also when you click on it, you have a preview on the right hand side. So you know what you get yourself into. So it's really good. There's a new API for developers, and that is the plugin document settings panel. So in the document settings, that's kind of you can have now a slot fill where you as a plugin developer, you can have put additional fields in there, additional information and additional controls. And it's now available also for the site editor. You could do this on the post editor, but now it's also available for the site editor. So
That's
there's
nice.
this matching up with post editors and site editor kind of becoming
Yeah,
the
that
same interface,
parity,
yeah.
yes. Yeah, that's important.
Oh yeah, there's one bug fix that I really love, and that's the code block.
Yeah.
It finally so yeah, especially for the developer blog. Yeah, we had a few
I
code
see why
examples
you
where we had
highlight it.
to where we had to kind of spend hours, no, not hours, but at least a half an hour, very tedious work to remove the breaks and kind of, yeah, have new lines in there in code view. So now that's finally solved. And yeah, and we can now start writing again. Yeah,
Focus your time on what's important. Yes.
it's actually very soothing. It's almost meditative doing that. But yeah, you need to be in the mindset for
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Put some music
yeah. Put
in
some
there and do
music.
some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I think I wanted to highlight one of the documentation things. Gonna so if you as a plugin developer or agency developer are interested in the data views, there is a well, all the components are in a storybook kind of site that gives you a representation outside of context of a component, and you can see all the attributes for it, and you can try it out. And they just updated the story for the data views component, and so it's easier for if you want to kind of experiment with it or in your research, you can definitely use it now and get a better handle on how the data views would maybe work for you in your plugin, and you with your more complicated custom post types that you might have. I will link the story to this data views component into the show notes so you don't have to hunt it down. Yeah. I think that was it. That's all from the Gutenberg plugin 18.0. Of course, if you're interested in any of the other 209 PRs, the release post will be on makeblog.com/core later after we've finished recording, so but way before this podcast is published. So we have it there for you in the show notes. Now we're at the sections of what's in active development or discussed. And I wanted to point out for you, dear listeners, what's coming with the admin design. We know we see a few things already in the site editor and as a kind of a prototype, but Saxon Fletcher from the design team showed in the video how the next version of data views, the admin pages, could work. And it's an insightful 18-minute video shared in the design channel, and he summarizes the most recent thinking, particularly about layout and transitions in and out of the editor, and walks us through some of the Figma views and prototypes. It also goes into details about some of the core paradigms. And if you're not part of the WP Slack, you can also watch it via the latest design share on the Make Design blog. So, Maggie, did you watch it? What was the most intriguing for you? Or what was your takeaway from it?
We've talked about the data views earlier, and I think it's really exciting to see how it's shaping up. I think one of the comments that he makes is probably what some of the people have mentioned about how the drill down on the sidebar looks like and how you get a kind of click too many times to get where you want. And if you want to go back, you gotta get clicking back again. And it's nice that they're looking into that and see if they're gonna iterate on that design. I think it's really important for extenders and even just regular users to look into those design explorations and give them feedback, because there's only so many things that the design team can take into account, even though they make a great job at trying to figure out all use cases and all probable ways of using the WordPress admin. But if you have feedback, I think this is the key moment where to give it. So go ahead and look at the video. It's really exciting. I think it looks really good, and I'm super stoked to see it actually live and maybe even work on it. I really enjoyed particularly the color stuff. So I'll delve into that PRC work if I can chime in on that. But yeah, absolutely 100% look into it and give feedback, because now is the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, what struck me as really interesting to see was how the new layout, we talked about the layout being on the left-hand side being the menu, and then you get a list view and then a preview. That has also been explored to use with more complicated custom post times, like a product, for instance, that has a few additional settings that you need to enter it. And he showed very nicely how that can be done in that content area in the middle of it. And then you could either switch to settings of the product and have additional tabs and additional fields and forms, or you could go and edit the product in an editor view. So I think there's some great explorations there in terms of more complicated custom post types, and to see those in a more modern interface, is really
Oh yeah.
exhilarating. Yeah, it's quite ex
Yeah.
exciting for me. Yeah, and I can see how, because the admin designs is all extensible right now, and that
Yes.
extensibility needs to come back. So yes,
Yeah. Even when you have WordPress needs plugins to live, like plugins are like the soul of WordPress. So having them be more consistent with the general admin feel is gonna make WordPress in general a better experience for any users, whatever the plugins are. So that's really good.
Yeah, the Figma space also shows, in the Figma space section, also showed some of the standard colors and how the variables for primary, secondary, and tertiary could work out. But he also had a section in there where he changed a whole palette, kind of from light to dark, and then every screen would also follow suit, and how that is already thought through about it, because admin themes are, I think, on core we have 6 or 7 admin themes, and plugins add additional ones there. So that needs to be taken care of as well. And with the Figma place where all the standards are, it's probably easier for the plugin developers to make decisions and to come forward to a more going to production much faster than before, because they don't have to invent the wheel over and over again. Yeah, so that is what I wanted to, that's an active discussion on the design team, and I have a link for you in the show notes. And with that, we are at the end of the show. Maggie, it has been a great pleasure to chat with you, and I hope you'll come back in a few months for another Gutenberg Changelog episode.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be really happy to. It's been a pleasure for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
for inviting me.
Absolutely. The pleasure was all mine. So before we end the show, I want to remind everyone, April 9th, next developer hours on the Interactivity API at 1400 UTC. I think it's 8 a.m. Eastern, but don't hold me to that. As always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 98. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. And if you want to write a review about our podcast, I think our last reviews were from 2021. I also haven't asked that much for it. And I have the experience that when you ask for it, people will step up to the plate and write a review. So if you want to do that, that would be really helpful, because it helps with discovery for new people. All right. right. That's it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until the next time. See you.
See ya.